So, Lindsay, we're both teachers, and, you know, sometimes our students go off to camp over the summer break. Did you ever go to camp when you were younger?
I did go to camp. The camp I went to was called Pilgrim Pines.
Oh, what was that like?
It was great. It was 1 week away from my family, and each person got to take care of an animal. Some people took care of horses, some people took care of sheep. But I got the lucky task of taking care of Xanadu the llama.
What was that like?
Oh, it was awesome. When I was a kid, my favorite animal was a llama. So that's why we looked into this camp to begin with. And I had to brush it, and I had to feed the llama. And it was such a sweet llama that I really fell in love with it. And every day I'd wake up and feed the llama and brush it. And then in the afternoon, I'd also come and visit the llama. Xanadu was his name. But a couple of times he got mad. I can't remember why, actually, he was upset. But when llamas are mad, do you know what they do?
I don't know.
They actually spit.
really?
Yeah, and you have to be – and then they get – if they spit at you, that means they're really upset, and they can be dangerous. I mean, I was only 10 at the time, so the llama was a lot bigger than me. Mm-hmm. And one time it spit at me, and the spit got stuck in my hair, and it was this really thick – gross mucusy spit. And that really struck an image in my mind. I can't ever kind of forget that llama spitting at me. And then after, I think for a day, I was afraid of the llama. And then my camp counselor, who was in charge of all the children, had a talk with me and told me how, you know, sometimes llamas get mad just like people get mad, and mm-hmm. I need to forgive the llama. And I did, and then the next day I went and fed the llama and brushed the llama, and everything was back to normal. But it was a really good experience to learn how to take care of a pet.
Mm-hmm.
And good experience to be away.